Breathing is an access route to remembering. And then one needs to remember to breathe. And that involves anchoring yourself in the truth of who you are during the day and not becoming overly busy so that you don't remember to even think about who you are or what you're doing or why you're here or what that day is about. It's easy to forget all of that because we've lived for such a long time in a state of separation from truth. But your inner being doesn't forget you. God within you doesn't forget you. And so it requires just a slight turning to that place in yourself, from the surface of yourself to the place that's deeper. It just requires a slight turning and you're already there. There needs to be the willingness to let go of the more surface preoccupations. There needs to be a desire to live from a deeper place. But once that's present, your inner being is already there, waiting to share the deeper sense of knowing what life is about, who you are, and who God is. So this is the reason for spiritual anchoring during the day, to remember who you are, to remember what love is, to remember what's important. Love which comes from God and your God self within you infuses the cells of your body and becomes a motivation of your heart and mind. It is a vibration of your deeper self. It is the way that human beings are meant to live. And so love that comes from God is meant to be expressed as a vibration, as an energy, infusing everything that you do. It is the evolution of the mind's importance in physical life that causes us to forget that love is what we are. It causes us to think and to identify with thinking, whatever the thinking is about, the particular problem of the day, the particular inner or outer issue that seems temporarily unresolvable. We think and we identify with our thinking and we forget that there's something else completely different that is a deeper truth than whatever is preoccupying us. And so for this reason, spiritual anchoring is very important until the time comes when there isn't an effort needed to remember, when it comes naturally as breathing. It will come. It will happen that one doesn't need to think about anchoring, that it happens as simply and effortlessly as breathing. But for many, this has not yet happened. And so it's important to remember. And you can, if you like, schedule a time of remembrance, a time of being alone, a time of being quiet, whatever it is that you feel your heart resonates with, that can take you into a deeper and quieter place in yourself, can be your own way of spiritual anchoring. And if you say, and if you feel, well, I'm just too busy to do that, my day doesn't allow it, there are too many other things going on, that's all right too. But the effect of that is that you will live from the more surface level of yourself, and as a result of that, will not be able to feel the place of peace, love, and nourishment that is actually waiting for you inside of you. So each soul can choose when and how quickly to pay attention, to desire to shift from the more surface self to a deeper sense of knowing. It's entirely up to you. The consequences of living more on the surface are increased difficulty in dealing with whatever life brings, whether inner challenges or outer, because from that place of being on the surface of yourself, there isn't the deeper wisdom, the deeper knowing that your holy self, your self that is embedded in God, has to offer you. The understanding that you are and always have been a holy child of God needs to be taken as the fundamental reality that governs life. For many of us, it is an idea still, but not a fundamental reality, not a practical reality, not an everyday reality. It's an idea that we air out or take out or turn to when we can remember and then get busy with other things. But the fundamental reality is the perception of holiness, of your own inner being and of the rest of life. And it changes everything, absolutely everything, to live in that consciousness, to work in that consciousness, to be with other people, colleagues, people you meet on the street, people that are acquaintances. It changes everything to be conscious of the holiness of who you are and what life is. So you must ask yourself, do I really want to remember? Do I really want to remember who I am? And if I want to remember, am I willing to take the time to remember what is important? To let love and holiness of your inner being be what gets expressed during your days, no matter what else you may be doing. This is not to say that we're each at liberty to give up working in ways that we might prefer to do differently, or that other tasks of living aren't necessary, because they are. But how you approach these things is everything. With what sense of peace, with what sense of connection with God, do you approach the tasks, the very simple, ordinary tasks that come your way during the day? There is a divine flow that moves through all of life. It doesn't separate itself out into being present when you're paying attention to divine or spiritual things and not being present when you're washing the dishes or taking a walk or reading a book or doing something else that's physical. It doesn't separate itself. The emanation of holiness in life, which is your divine center, travels with you. It's part of you in everything that you're doing. And so it's a matter of remembering and paying attention and anchoring in your deeper self and wanting to. The motivation is the place to start. The motivation takes you to the next step. And along with the motivation, you are, of course, in your holy being, able to commune with God and pray, show me how to live from a deeper place within myself. Show me. I don't know how. I get lost in the activities and the needs of others and the demands of my daily life and in the sweep of emotions that are always passing through me. Show me how to live from my deeper self. And if you pray in that way, you will find a pathway opening, because the path opens in response to your asking, and you will be shown. But it is your embodied self that chooses when to open that door, when to look deeper, when to decide how you want to live, how you want to incorporate your divine self into your daily life. It is your embodied self that opens the door. And so for today, and for any day you choose to, take a moment to think about what it is during a day that can anchor you spiritually in the deeper truth of holiness, of what you're doing in life, why you are here. It could be anything. It could be something like taking a walk. It could be breathing. It could be reciting a psalm. And it could be just being silent with your hand over your heart. Find what's resonant for you and let it be a point of spiritual anchoring during the day so that you can remember who you are and how to be in your everyday life, which is filled at all times with the divine imprint of your holy self. May God bless all that you do. Thank you for joining me in this podcast, and I look forward to being with you again next time.